Week 12, Thursday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come before the Lord, singing for joy. Where true love is dwelling, God is dwelling there. Love's own loving presence love does ever share. Love of Christ has made us out of many one. In our midst is dwelling God's eternal Son. Give him joyful welcome, love him and revere, cherish one another with a love sincere. Their own arm did not bring them victory, this was won by your right hand and the light of your face. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God, our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. To plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who set our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their own arm did not bring them victory. This was won by your right hand and the light of your face. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Psalm 43 continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame. At the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and the avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Arise, Lord, do not reject us for ever. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows, and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God, would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us, and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust, our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, do not reject us forever. Let your face shine on your servant, Lord. Teach me your decrees. A reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 21. Then David came to Nob to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech came to meet David, trembling, and said to him, Why are you alone and no one with you? And David said to Ahimelech the priest, The king has charged me with a matter, and said to me, Let no one know anything of the matter about which I send you, and with which I have charged you. I have made an appointment with the young man for such and such a place. Now then, what have you at hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread, or whatever is here. And the priest answered David, I have no common bread at hand, but there is holy bread, if only the young men have kept themselves from women. And David answered the priest, Of a truth, women have been kept from us always. When I go on an expedition, the vessels of the young men are holy, even when it is a common journey. How much more today will their vessels be holy? So the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread there but the bread of the presence, which is removed from before the Lord, to be replaced by hot bread on the day it is taken away. Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord. His name was Doeg the Edomite, the chief of Saul's herdsmen. And David said to Ahimelech, And have you not here a spear or a sword at hand? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste. And the priest said, The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, behold it, it is here wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you will take it, for there is none but that there. And David said, There is none like that. Give it to me. David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone was in distress, and everyone who was in debt and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, and he became captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. And David went from there to Mizpeh of Moab, and said to the king of Moab, Pray, let my father and my mother stay with you, till I know what God will do for me. And he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. Then the prophet Gad said to David, Do not remain in the stronghold, depart, and go into the land of Judah. So David departed, and went into the forest of Hereth. A responsory from Romans 7. Having died to that which held us prisoners, we are discharged from the law. Let us serve God, then, in a new way, the way of the Spirit, in contrast to the old way, the way of a written code. Have you never read what David did when he was hungry? he went into the house of God and ate the sacred bread. Let us serve God then in a new way, the way of the Spirit, in contrast to the old way, the way of a written code. A reading from the homilies of St. Gregory of Nyssa on the Beatitudes. When from the sublime words of the Lord, resembling the summit of a mountain, I looked down into the ineffable depth of his thought, my mind had the experience of a man who gazes from a high ridge into the immense sea below him. On the coast, one can often see some mountain whose front, facing the sea, is cut off straight from top to bottom, while its projecting upper part forms a peak overhanging the depth. Now, if a man looked down from such a high peak into the sea below, he would feel giddy. So also my soul does now, as it is raised from the ground by this great word of the blessed Lord, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God." God is promised to the vision of those whose heart has been purified. But no man has seen God at any time, as says the great John. And the sublime mind of Paul confirms this verdict when he says, "Whom no man has seen nor can see." This is the slippery, steep rock that affords no basis for our thoughts, which the teaching of Moses, too, declared to be so inaccessible that our mind can nowhere approach him. For all possibility of apprehension is taken away by this explicit denial, "No man can see the Lord and live." Yet to see the Lord is eternal life. On the other hand, those pillars of faith, John and Paul and Moses, declare it to be impossible. Do you realize the vertigo of the soul that is drawn to the depths contemplated in these words? If God is life, then, the man who does not see him does not see life. On the other hand, the divinely inspired prophets and apostles testify that God cannot be seen. Is not the hope of man annihilated? Yet the Lord supports this faltering hope, as he did with Peter, whom he put back on the water he had made solid, when he was in danger of sinking. If, therefore, the hand of the word is stretched out also to us, and confirms in a different view those who have lost their balance in the depths of their speculations, we may be without fear, as we are firmly held by the guiding hand of the word. For he says, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God." Responsory from John 1. No one has ever seen God, but God's only Son, who is nearest to the Father's heart, has made him known. Can anyone measure the magnificence of the great Lord and his inexpressible grandeur? But God's only Son, who is nearest to the Father's heart, has made him known. Let us pray. Lord God, teach us at all times to fear and love your holy name, for you never withdraw your guiding hand for those you establish in your love. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.